self-improvement. Transform the self, let virtue shine. Transform the self, let virtue shine. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another episode of the series Self-Improvement. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we will today learn one of the causes which we need to identify and address. Otherwise, this could lead to severe destruction in both this world and the hereafter. So as you know, as part of this series, we have been discussing those elements which are necessary for us to address in order to continue on this path of self-improvement. What are the potential hindrances and what are the potential downfalls of someone who is not trying to correct himself, reform himself? So inshallah, today we'll talk about that at a mass level of how things can be affected badly and what we need to address that. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the society, the community, it begins with a person. So if there is a societal impact, if there is a nationwide impact of something, then of course it will, because it's a bilateral relation. So those who have interest in sociology, they would know that the relationship between society and a person is bilateral. What one does will have an impact on society, and what society does as a whole will have an impact on the person. So that's why it's important, as we are on this journey of self-improvement, we need to understand what would be the wider impact of when the entire society or community, when things go wrong. So that's why we need to learn this particular element as well. And let's start by the word of the glorious Quran, the Quran for which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, La Rayba Fi. And in that Quran, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Inna Allaha la yughayyiru ma bi qawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. Indeed, Allah does not change His favor upon any nation until they change their own condition. So it's mentioned in Tafsir Siratul Jinan. It is the way of Allah that He does not take away the blessings of a nation until they prove their unworthiness through continuous disobedience. Allahu Akbar. When Allah blesses a nation, He grants them success, He grants them honor, He grants them happiness, He grants them safety, and He grants them affluence. But if the nation commits sins, adopts evil traits, become lazy and careless in their actions, abandons piety, and show ingratitude, Allah will take these blessings away from them. The nation will be disgraced, made inferior, and their success will cease, causing them to fall into the pits of failure. History informs us, and that's why it's so important, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we need to learn from history. History decides future. History makes a difference. When we think about history, when we think about the past, it will help shape the future. And that's why we must remember history. So there are those who think of these as only stories. They don't ponder over them. But that's why Quran reminds us again and again why we need to contemplate over the matters of the past nations. Because there are signs of admonishment. There are things for us to learn, lessons to be learned from them. So that's why the history informs us, when a nation is ungrateful for the blessings it receives, like success, the honor, the security, the outcome of the nation becomes a source of admonition for us. Take an example of the nation of Aad. They were given an abundance of strength and wealth, and when they became disobedient and unappreciative, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala punished them with a hurricane. Thus they became a sign of admonishment for others. the nation of Thamud, they were skilled architects who were granted power and prosperity and honor, but they became rebellious and ungrateful. So they were consequently destroyed by severe earthquakes. A nation will not be deprived of blessings of Allah unless they change their condition. If they become evil, if they become ungrateful, if they become disobedient, the wrath of Allah will descend upon them and they will be given no respite. What happens to them will become a lesson to us all. Allahu Akbar. That's why Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, not in just one place, not twice, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions again in the glorious Quran, remember these nations of Aad, of Samud, of Ashabul Aika, and all these nations, why they are being told, why they are being reminded of in the Holy Quran, and again, there are lessons to be learned from them. Look at Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's glorious Quran, how it gives us this admonitory lesson. It's such strong words. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi'ad irama dhatil imad allati lam yukhlaq mithluha fil bilad wa thamud alladhina jabu as-sakhra bil wad wa fir'auna dhil awtad alladhina taghaw fil bilad فَأَكْثَرُوا فِيهَا الْفَسَادِ فَصَبَّ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّكَ سَوْثَ عَذَابٍ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ. We need to be anxious, we need to worry. Look at how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in such strong words, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala describes the destruction of how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's azab, it came and captured them. Allahu Akbar. They were known for their strength. They were known for their height. They were known for these rather superhuman attributes. And they were the ones who carved homes in mountains. They were the ones who thought that nothing could touch them, that nothing could destroy them, that nothing could affect them. And look at how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala destroyed them. That there even Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala removed signs of those nations, but they were only left for us as a sign of admonition, of remembrance. Allahu Akbar. That's why the renowned commentator of the Quran, Mufti Ahmadiyar Khan, alayhi rahmatur rahman, he says, blessings will be taken away due to ungratefulness, irrespective of whether a nation is large or small, whether it is the homeland of a prophet, those who share lineage with the prophets, and even if they are from the family of a prophet. Allahu Akbar. Imagine that all these links, all these connections, all these relations, none of them, Mufti Ahmadiyar Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, is trying to help open our eyes to this stark reality that when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's punishment, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's wrath is to befall, then all of those things, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he would ignore, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would, irrespective of their size, of their relation, of their connection, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will remove their blessings. Allahu Akbar. Look at the people of Makkah al-Mukarramah, the birthplace of our beloved and final Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the city decorated, that was the city initiated by Sayyidina Ismail ala nabiyyina alayhi salatu wa salam and their parents. And then the people of Makkah al-Mukarramah, they were descendants of the Prophet Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave them so many blessings, even made them custodians of the Holy Kaaba. The people of Makkah al-Mukarramah, they had access to every type of fruit and grain, despite being in a land with little vegetation in the middle of the desert. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ensures the fruit and grain and the worldly resources for them. Their doors to excel in trade were open for them and they were respected by so many countries. Yet, they did not value these blessings. They made the Kaaba a place of polytheism and did not believe in the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They turned away from the word of Allah and oppressed the companions alayhi wa ridwan. As a result of this, the disbelievers were defeated and humiliated in the Battle of Badr. Why did this happen? They had a relation to the Prophet Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. They lived in the best of cities. They were guided, they were gifted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And still they were disgraced. Why? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يَكُ مُغَيِّرًا نِعْمَةً أَنْعَمَهَا عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. This is because Allah does not change the favor He has bestowed upon any people. until they change themselves. Allahu Akbar. Let me give you another example. This is the town of Saba. Now Saba is the name of an Arab tribe who were from the progeny of Sayyidina Hud ala Nabijina alayhi salatu wassalam, another nation of another Prophet alayhi salam, and they lived in a habitation in Yemen. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala granted them so many blessings. The water and air of this inhabitation was so pure that it's written by historians that there were no flies, no snakes, no scorpions, no bugs in this place. The weather was always moderate. The land was fertile. The gardens were full of fruit-bearing trees. So that a person, it says that a person could put a basket on his head, walk inside, and leave with their basket full of fruit. They didn't even have to make the effort of breaking the fruit. It will just fall and will fill their baskets. There was not even the need to pick the fruits. And this nation, it lived in serenity, in peace. But when eventually they transgressed, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent 13 prophets, alayhimus salatu wassalam, to them. But they were all disrespected. The nation was so arrogant and firm upon their polytheistic beliefs that Allah Azza wa Jal, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was displeased with them, He punished them with a flood, causing their houses and gardens to destroy. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions this incident in the Holy Quran. لَقَدْ كَانَ لِسَبَعٍ فِي مَسْكَنِهِمْ آيَةٍ جَنَّتَانِ عَنْ يَمِينٍ وَشِمَالٍ كُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِ رَبِّكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لَهُ بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ وَرَبٌّ غَفُورٌ فَأَعْرَضُوا فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَيْلَ الْعَرِمِ وَبَدَّلْنَاهُمْ بِجَنَّتَيْهِمْ جَنَّتَيْنِ ذَوَاتَيْ أُكُلٍ خَمْطٍ وَأَثْلٍ وَشَيْءٍ مِّن سِدْرٍ قَلِيلٍ ذَلِكَ جَزَيْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَفَرُوا وَهَلْ نُجَازِي إِلَّا الْكَفُورَ. Indeed, for the tribe of Saba was a sign in their dwelling place. Two gardens, one on the right and one on the left. Eat the sustenance of your Lord and be grateful to Him. A pure city and a most forgiving Lord. Thus, they turned away. We henceforth sent upon them a devastating flood, and in exchange for their two gardens, gave them two gardens instead, bearing bitter fruit and tamarisk, which is a bitter fruit, and some berries. We gave them this compensation, the punishment of their ungratefulness. And whom do we punish? Only the one who is ungrateful. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, success is not gained through their reputation. Success is not gained through lineage. Success is not gained just because my father was a rich man, or my grandfather was a landlord, or my ancestors, they always ruled this city. They always had huge lands given to them. No. Then just because that you are a son or a grandson of so-and-so person is not taken into consideration, nor the wealth, nor the riches. What's taken into consideration is the person's character. That's the most important thing. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, all of that, it's reminding us that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has destroyed nations. So, and look at this, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, three examples we have just shared of three nations. They were better than us. They were stronger than us. They were taller than us. Their houses were bigger than us. They had more abilities and capabilities than we could have. Even the most modern engineering methods would struggle to match the sort of things which they were able to achieve through their tall heights, through their big statues, through their big composures. All of that, none of that could save them when they faced the wrath and displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if they, being bigger, taller, stronger, if they can be destroyed, if they can be eradicated from the face of the earth, then we need to remember that who are we? Where do we stand? Where do we consider ourselves to be on this spectrum on which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has already made it absolutely crystal clear that when one displeases Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then they become arrogant, they commit such acts of disobedience, then irrespective of their relations, of their connections, of their riches, none of these things going to save them when they face the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, what do we need to do? How can, as a nation, in order to help us improve ourselves collectively in a congregational manner, what do we need to do? How could we get there? How could we avoid the wrath and punishment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and be candidates of His mercy, of hope, of rahmah? What do we need to do? Allahu Akbar, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us the answer. We have learnt about those nations, those aqwam, where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has said what's going to happen to them, what happened to them already. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says about us, the ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What do we need to do to prevent, to abstain from such punishment, to be candidates of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. O nation of the Prophet Muhammad, you are the best among all those nations which appeared amongst the people. You command good and forbid evil, and you believe in Allah. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he explains in Tafsir Kabir, he says, the meaning of this verse is, O Muslims, it is written on the preserved tablet that you are the most superior nation, and it is your responsibility to maintain this rank. Allahu Akbar. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, this is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has mentioned four qualities here of the ummah, of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this verse. In essence, these attributes are the responsibilities which form our purpose of life. What are those things? Mufti Abdul Mustafa Azami rahmatullahi ta'ala, he explains this verse. The first purpose of a Muslim's life is to be khairul umam, the best of nations. That's the first purpose. And then what he says, that the second and third responsibility of the Muslim ummah, as mentioned in the Quran, is what? Is that they command good and forbid evil. And when they do that, then he says, then the final thing, the fourth attribute is وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ, and you believe in Allah. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, what we've learned is that in order to be khairul umam, the best of nations, so Mufti Abdul Mustafa Azami rahmatullahi ta'ala, look at the examples he gave. He says it is necessary for a flower to have fragrance, a pearl to be luminous, and the sun to emit light. Similarly, it is necessary for Muslims to ensure their actions are greater than those of the previous nations. Allahu Akbar. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, what do we learn? Is that the best among all those nations are those who do what? In order to be khairul umam, is that they ta'muruna bil ma'rufi wa tanhauna 'anil munkar. You command good and forbid evil. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, that's what we need to do in order for us to sustain this rank of being khairul umam, to be the best of nations, is that we need to command good and forbid evil. That's where we need to look, is that are we fulfilling this duty? Are we fulfilling this responsibility as khairul umam, as the best of nations? Because as Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala has already told us that it is our responsibility to maintain this rank, to maintain this award, this accolade, which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us for the sake of His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How are we going to maintain that? We are going to maintain it through commanding good and forbidding evil. How does that apply to modern world? What do we need to do? Then I would invite you all to adhere to the environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Dawat-e-Islami is the living example of this verse of the Holy Quran. Practical example of how to implement this in 21st century, fulfilling the needs of the Ummah. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, that incredible scholar from Pakistan, Amir Ahlus Sunnah, the founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, he started this journey on his own, and look at where this journey has taken us. to all across the globe. Alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami is fulfilling this purpose of helping, inviting people to righteousness, inviting to goodness, and to forbid evil, to help people abstain from evil. How? Through Madani kafilas. That's why Amir Ahl-Sunnah, he says that the key to self-improvement, to self-reformation, is to adopt the framework of righteous deeds. The 72 questions for Islamic brothers and corresponding numbers for sisters and for students. And in order to help the society, to help the community, what do we need to do is to travel in Madani kafilas. That's the practical example of how we can adopt that. And then as by adopting it, then inshallah we'll be working towards this incredible title, this accolade of Khairul Umam. Alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami is helping us achieve that. Dawat-e-Islami is helping us achieve that within our own spheres of life, within our own walks of life, within our own practical applications of life. Dawat-e-Islami does not want us to leave everything. Those who are granted that great favor, alhamdulillah. But wherever you are, in whatever walk of life, we can all be ambassadors of the deen of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam through environment of Dawat-e-Islami. That's what we can do. That's going to help us to maintain this title of Khairul Umam. So inshallah, azza wa jal, we need to adhere ourselves to the environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep attending the congregations. Use every opportunity, utilize every opportunity Dawat-e-Islami provides us within our spheres of life to help reform ourselves, improve ourselves, and inshallah azza wa jal, to improve the nation as well. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keep us amongst those members of the community, of those ambassadors of Dawat-e-Islami who help spread this message of Quran and Sunnah to each nook and corner of the world. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Self-improvement, transform the self, let virtue shine. Transform the self, let virtue shine. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns.